Welcome to the PreparedX Podcast, your complete source for crisis, emergency, business continuity, and security preparedness interviews, news, and much more. Now, your host, he creates chaos for a living, Rob Burton.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 33 of the PreparedX Podcast. In this podcast, it's going to be slightly different. I'm going to be discussing travel security. We will have an interview later on this month, probably next week or the week after in June. And that'll be an interview with a travel security or someone that knows a lot about travel security within certain parts of the world. But for this one, I'm going to be discussing travel security and specifically corporate travel security and crisis management. So I just wanted to start off with just laying the groundwork here. As the world changes, as new markets open up for opportunities for corporations, new parts of the world become more accessible, and so various different challenges present themselves for organizations that have to send their workforce to those locations. Some threats remain the same, others change, environments change, people's perception on the world change, and of course, people's perception on different nationalities change. So, whether you are from Europe or whether you're from North America or some other part of the world, there are various different threats depending on where you are traveling to. So that being said, I'm just going to, cover general preparedness topics as it relates to travel security. There are obviously high threat places in the world where more preparedness needs to be done. There are obviously places in the world that are much more safe, and there's a limited amount of crime and terrorism and other threats where less preparedness may be required. But so I'm going to kind of cover some general topics you might want to consider depending again where you might be heading to in the world. I'll also start off by saying if you're part of a larger corporation, you may have a policy, a procedure, you may have a process existing that you want to follow. So check that out before you go on your journey. Make sure you adhere to any policies internally. You may not have a policy, or you may not have a travel security program within your organization, and therefore, you're listening to this podcast and wondering, what should I be doing as an individual to prepare myself, or what should I be doing as a security manager to be helping my employees at least leave and have a safe or a safer trip as possible. And so anyway, I'm going to touch on some of those high-level topics here. So the first one really is doing your homework, I guess, before you even actually step foot on an aeroplane or step foot, on a boat or whatever it might be. So the very first step would be to, look at those, the environment that you're going to. Where am I going to? Is the region safe? What's going on? What's the political climate? What are the social and criminal issues that they have within those locations? And things are changing dynamically, and some things may have happened overnight or within the last few weeks, which may have changed your plans or may have some implication on your travel arrangements. Is there organized crime in that location where you're heading? Terrorist groups, what groups are active in those locations? Natural disasters, do we need to consider that? Is it the time of year that we're going to those locations where we may need to think about having some kind of plan to deal with various situations? What's the life support in those locations? Are hospitals good? Is access to medical care good? Do we have emergency services that are pretty good, or are they not so good, and therefore we need to start to think about, how would we support ourselves if something went wrong? Transportation in those locations, how do we get from A to B? Is transportation safe? What kind of transportation do we need to take? Will our company provide that transportation? Have we done our research on those organizations? Are they reputable? Navigation within those locations. We rely a lot on our cell phones. We rely a lot on our devices now. But if we don't have coverage, if we don't have communications in those locations, then, you know, navigation may be a challenge. So how are we going to navigate if we are not able to access the various GPS tools and maps, Google Maps, whatever it is you use in your current location or where you live may not work in the location you head into. So make sure you check that out, as well as there may be additional considerations, again, based on where you're heading. So start to think about that. And then start to think about putting a travel plan together. Again, if you're from a larger corporation, they may have a process and a plan for you to follow in terms of if something goes wrong, there's a phone number to call, or they may have a requirement for you to make a phone call back or check in with certain people at certain times, and that's fine. But again, if you don't, or if you do want a backup plan, then we, you know, certainly recommend that you put your own backup plan together and provide some of those travel details within there. So just to give you an idea of what kind of details you might want to put in there. So your dates of travel, of course, and your schedule. Where are you going? Are you visiting more than one city, more than one location, more than one country? You know, where are you going to be at certain times, and when should you be landing? When should you be checking into hotels? So that kind of information should be put into some kind of document, or again, if you've got some kind of tool, some kind of online portal, or again, some kind of system that your organization uses, then that needs to be put into there. The destination, so your hotels and or other accommodations, you know, where are those hotels, the telephone numbers for those locations. What's your communication protocol? So how will you communicate with people back home, with family members, or do you have to communicate back with your corporate security folks, or do you have to check in somewhere online because you are going to a location that is, you know, higher on the threat level in terms of, you know, where you're traveling to? So again, all this information is good information to have in there. You know, once you check into your room, provide your room number back to somebody back home so that they know which room you're in, so they can locate you if they need to. Again, not for every location, but you might want to check on your embassy and the contact information for that embassy in case, again, something happens that's out of your control where you need to contact the embassy. What forms of identification are you taking? I always like to keep a spare passport back home, again, just in case it's stolen or lost, or I have some kind of issue that, you know, if I do need the second passport shipping to me and I can get out of that country, then I can do that. So, you know, again, all these considerations come into play based on where you're heading to and the length of time and those types of things. And then a contingency plan. So, you know, think about, you know, if some things really do go sideways, you know, how can I get out of that location? Again, some organizations do have those services, emergency services, where, you know, they'll send people in and, you know, literally pull people out if the situation is getting drastically worse. So, you know, have a contingency plan. Think about, you know, how you're going to get out of the place. And again, I'll go back to communications. You know, how are you going to communicate, and who are you going to communicate with? And if you don't communicate, what are the expectations for those individuals that, you know, may be back home waiting for that call? What do they do then if you don't make that call, or if you don't check in via email or text message? You know, so what's the drill? What are they to do if that happens? The next part I'll touch on is situational awareness when you get into the country. So as it relates to travel, and as it relates to you as an individual operating and working in a different location, again, it could be a foreign country, it could be within your own country, but an unfamiliar city or region of your country. So again, it really depends. But situational awareness is closely monitoring what's going on around you in a complex and dynamic environment. So again, you might feel like you're in a slower paced environment. You might feel as you land into another country, as you walk off into the airport, you might feel like you're in a much, you know, faster paced environment. So, you know, things are going on around you. So, you know, if you're able to monitor what's going on around you and be situationally aware, then that will certainly help you in terms of, you know, being able to navigate and being able to communicate and again work within that environment. So if you can think about doing some scenario planning, you know, again, this is all based on, you know, locations that you're going to, what kind of scenarios could go wrong. Is it natural disasters in that particular country? You know, is it rainy season and there's lots of mudslides? Is it hurricane season and, you know, you've got to be concerned about hurricanes? You know, is it something else? Is, you know, is it terrorism? Is it kidnapping? Is it whatever it may be? Again, there's lots of different scenarios. So think about running through your head what types of scenarios are more likely, if any, to happen. Obviously, we don't expect anything to happen, but if you start to think about at least in your head and have some kind of you know, plan in your mind if something did go wrong, how would you react to those various situations. And so, yeah, consider those as you start to plan for your journey. Now, once we get into the country, so we've done all our planning and now we're getting into the country and we land at the airport. Could be in certain countries a hotbed for thieves, a hotbed for where the criminal activity may start. I think we've all been in that situation where we've been to a foreign country and we've had, you know, lots of people offering us taxi rides and offering us to take, you know, jump in their car and take them wherever. So, you know, again, you know, might be innocent for the most part, but again, you've got to be you've got to realize that airports can be a hub for activity for various different groups. So be aware of that. And that's when you're quite vulnerable, because if you have taken a long trip, if you've flown throughout the night and you're just getting off and you're a little bit tired, then you have to have your wits about you. You have to, going back to situational awareness, you know, think about your environment, think about what's happening around you, and look alert, you know, look at people, look at what's going on and make sure that they can see you. And obviously, if they can see you looking at them, then, you know, that may help with them if they are up to no good, or if they are looking to take advantage of you in any way, then hopefully that will either prevent that or reduce your chances of becoming a target in any way. Okay, so then we take transportation. Hopefully you've booked that transportation again through that you could book that through your organization, or it's been booked through a professional service that's been validated. And, you know, you validate that that individual works for that company and, you know, they're waiting for you and off you go and you take your transportation to your hotel. When you get to your hotel, just, you know, again, you know, this is something depending on the location, depending on the types of threats or types of risks that you may be presented with, would be dependent on, you know, which hotel you choose, first of all, or whether you choose a smaller boutique type location, a B&B or something like that, that is kind of out of sight, out of mind, or you use the larger chain hotels because you'd prefer more security, or there's more resources there, or it's closer to where you need to be to. So again, hotel selection is important. And then the room selection, you know, do you want to be on the ground floor or do you want to be higher up? Again, every situation is different depending on, you know, how you view those various concerns that you may or may not have. So certainly think about that. I will sometimes carry a rubber doorstop in my bag. I'll just leave it in my bag when I go, and sometimes I'll use it and sometimes I won't, just depending on where you're going to. So that's something that can certainly help at nighttime if you're traveling by yourself and you just want that extra layer of security. You can use that. Just be aware that, again, getting into a little bit of detail here, every door is different, so some gaps underneath some doors are wider than others, so you may end up carrying two different types, a smaller rubber doorstop and then a larger one. Again, you know, if that's something that you want to carry with you. I could go on a lot more about hotels and safety in hotels, but I've covered some of the basics there. And then transportation, once you've got to your hotel, and then if you need to get anywhere, are you driving? Have you rented a car, or do you have to take public transportation? So, or are you waiting for someone to pick you up? Do you have a driver? So lots of questions to be asking yourselves. And obviously a lot of this could be asked prior to even leaving. You know, what's the challenges around public transportation? What's the challenges around taxis? You know, does the hotel have any good recommendations? So, again, think about your transportation when you're traveling in and around your destination. I think the next one here that we'll occasionally touch on, and again, from one location to the next, it really varies, but it's good to think about having a grab bag in your hotel at nighttime, you know, something that's got your passport, a bottle of water, maybe some snacks, and maybe some, you know, basic supplies, that if there was something that happened in the hotel, and again, I'll just go back to some basics like a fire, you know, or some other event that requires you to get out of the hotel, it's being evacuated for some reason, and you need to get out pretty quickly in the middle of the night, you're not going to have time to pack your whole suitcase up. So maybe you've got a backpack, or maybe you've got your laptop and your laptop bag that's got some supplies in there. You've got your passport in there and some of the basics. Maybe you're taking medication. You've got your meds in there. You can wake up quickly, get dressed, grab the bag, and be out of the room. Obviously, other locations may require you to have a grab bag that is, you know, that's maybe got supplies for 24 hours because you're in a, you know, a high threat location where you may need to leave for other reasons, and you may need to, you know, have a certain amount of food and water on you for a period of time. So again, all good things to think about in the grab bag and having a grab bag there. The last one I'll touch on here in the in-country safety part really is cultural awareness. And so, you know, just be aware, you know, from one culture to the next, you know, it varies in terms of, you know, communication, how you communicate, local laws within those countries. You know, there may be even, you know, you may even consider dressing somewhat like the locals so you can fit in and not look like, you know, you're from where actually you're from. So that may help, you know, blend into the environment. So, but just think about the culture and be aware of the culture and the various, you know, religious as well as other laws that they may have, as well as the laws they may have, or what they obey, should obey to, so, or what you should obey to. So just think about that and be aware of the culture. Last couple of sections I'll cover. One is on information protection. So, you know, one of the threats may be the criminal may be looking to steal your information. They may be looking for a laptop or a phone. They may be looking for documents that you brought with you. They may be looking for your PII, your personally identifiable information. They may be looking for other types of information like your social security number, your address, and all kinds of different information. So think about that and think about the equipment that you're carrying that has various pieces of information on it. Your laptop probably has lots of information on it if you're traveling on company business. You know, is that information protected? You probably have information protection regulations, or certainly procedures in terms of your information and how you travel with it. Certainly, if you're not sure of that, and check in with your various you know, managers within your organization to make sure that you understand what the requirements are for you to protect that information. And you know, PDA is no different. You know, your iPads, your iPhones, you know, how do we protect our information on those various different devices? And so, you know, try and think about that. If something does get lost, if you lose, or you think something's been stolen, a phone, again, a laptop or something else, you know, what do you do? What's the very first thing that you have to do? Do you have a protocol for it? You know, is it a phone call that you make? You know, what is it that you have to do? Is it a phone call or an email or something back to corporate headquarters and saying, you know, my laptop's been stolen, this is how it's happened? They may have a protocol then to put some kind of lock on that device, or certainly clean that device. Lots of different ways that different organizations do it. But, you know, have a plan. Think about, what if my phone goes missing? How do I communicate? What if the laptop goes missing? What's the first protocol? What's the very first thing I need to do in terms of informing people? And so, yeah, lots to think about on the information side and protecting information. Certainly think about that before you leave. And again, the different parts of the world, different criminal groups will be looking for different types of information. And, you know, some may just be looking for your equipment to sell. Others may be looking for the information that's on it. And the last one I'll touch on is espionage awareness. And so again, different group of individuals, you know, looking for different types of information in terms of, you know, what they're looking for. Could be a state-sponsored group that are looking for your company's you know, information, and they want to get into your email, they want to get into your phone and see what's going on, and to the various other devices. And so, you know, that's another concern. So hotels are a hotbed for that. Hotel lobbies, certainly logging into public Wi-Fis is probably not allowed if you're working for a major corporation. So how are you going to connect to the web? Make sure you know that before you leave home. And if you do have to connect through a public Wi-Fi, is there a protocol for that, or you're not allowed to do that? So how are you going to communicate? Because various hackers, various individuals in those countries that are looking to intercept information. They're looking to, you know, get into your machine and get hold of whatever's on your laptop or whatever's inside your phone. They'll do everything they can if that's their goal. And so think about how you're going to protect that. Really important. So also another one is, you know, how they get a hold of you, how to get all of information. You know, you may have someone that comes up to you that tries to elicit information from you. They may try and be friendly to start off with you and build a relationship with you over a period of time. If you're staying in the same hotel, you know, it might be the the cute girl who, you know, you build up a relationship with, and before you know it, you know, they're asking for information. And some people who are very open-minded give away a lot more information than you realize, and it's people who are trained to gather that information, intelligence gatherers, are pretty good at it. So be aware of those types of individuals that are trained to basically pull valuable information out of you through casual conversation. And then obviously physical and electronic surveillance is another one as well. Be aware if you're being followed around. You know, do you know you're being followed, and what do you do if you think you're being followed? As well as, you know, electronic surveillance. So a very specific target here, but you may be in a hotel lobby, you could be out and about somewhere, and you know, you may feel like you're being followed, and you know, there's certain things that you can do to think about. Think about that you're being surveyed. If you feel like you're being followed, cross the road. If they cross the road, or if you take a left turn or a right turn, and then they take the same turn and they do it again, just make sure that you have a plan of where to get back to and how to get back to that safe location where that may be. You may not want to take them to the office if you feel the office is not a secure location, but you want to get back to the hotel. Then obviously you can do that. But again, physical and electronic surveillance, another way that most foreign governments and other organizations gather information from business travelers as well as other travelers as well. So anyway, that's it. It was a really real high level of corporate travel safety, really more on the security side and some of the threats. I hope it was useful for you. If it was, and you'd like more information, if you visit preparedx.net, we have a whole travel security e-learning course. So that's preparedx.net, and there's under the products and services menu, you'll find e-learning, and within there is an e-learning course on travel security, and it will go over all the topics I've covered here in a lot more detail, but I think you'll find it very beneficial. That's available, again, through preparedx.net. Any questions or concerns, you can reach out to me at any time. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the PreparedX podcast, and feel free to reach out to me at any time. Thank you, and have a nice day.